on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Archon with your Wednesday afternoon bulletin update. Thames Water has been fined a record £20 million after pumping nearly 1.5 billion litres of untreated sewage into the River Thames. The company admitted to water pollution and other offences at sewage facilities in 2013 and 2014 in Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire. The spills occurred at four Thames Water Utilities Limited sewage treatment works at Aylesbury, Didcot, Henley and Little Marlow, as well as a large sewage pumping system in Littlemoor in Oxford. Hundreds of fish were killed and sewage spilled into the nature reserves, while nappies and other debris went into the Thames. The £20.3 million fine is the largest penalty handed down to a water utility for an environmental disaster. In other news, EasyJet has become the first UK airline to confirm how the government's cabin baggage ban on laptops and tablets will affect its customers. From Wednesday, passengers on EasyJet flights from Turkey and Egypt to the UK must put large electronic devices, including e-readers, in the hold. The airline said passengers would face extra security checks and advise them to arrive early at the airport. The Transport Secretary says he understands the frustrations new travel restrictions for air passengers may cause. Chris Grayling's been outlining the new rules to MPs.
We face a constantly evolving threat from terrorism and must respond accordingly to ensure the protection of the public against those who would do us harm.
The ban follows a similar move in the US, where officials say bombs could be hidden in a series of devices. An 11-year-old primary school pupil was left scared and in tears after being grabbed by a man in a car near her school in Devon yesterday afternoon. The girl's mother, Lucy Crindland-Smith, told Devon Live that her daughter managed to escape the man and hid behind a tree, while the police have issued an appeal for any witnesses to come forward. Lucy said that her daughter was walking home from Cunleigh Primary School in North Devon when a man got out his car, grabbed her by the shoulder and shouted at her to get inside the vehicle. She was approached by a small, dark, grey car with blacked-out windows when the door opened. The man inside asked if she wanted a lift home. She said no and carried on walking. Then he got out and grabbed her shoulder and shouted at her to get in the car. Police are still investigating the matter. Thank you very much for listening. All of us here at Expression FM News hope you have a wonderful day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.